This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Let me just get our theme song queued up.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
This can't be it.
Should old acquaintance.
Usually it's Marika playing the saxophone.
Be forgot.
Marika, this doesn't sound like you.
I'm so sorry.
It really doesn't.
I'm so sorry, guys. That was... not
I don't think
song.
You're sorry.
No, I didn't. I tried to cue up the sax, but obviously Ferris is kind of, you know, I'm at Ferris's beck and call and whim in a way.
That was the least appropriate song you could have used. It was like a winter New Year's Eve vibe, and it's like 110 degrees in early September.
Please welcome to the show the core four, Amir Blumenfeld, Mike Comite, Marika Brownlee.
It's kind of cool to have the dream team back.
Right? It's like
have
sometimes...
have we ever been that? On at the same time?
Well, Marika, you and I composed the theme song together.
That's
so
true,
That's the dream team.
Yeah, you're right.
That was one of the highlights of my quarantine, I have to say. Was A, like the process of launching this show. I mean, now it's like a chore to do, obviously.
Right.
But at the beginning, it was a novel idea, and also... hearing that sax for the first time and Marika sort of being like, I don't know if this is good or not. And we were the rest of us being like, that's it. That's absolutely the theme song. And then Amir coming up with the idea of doing like little stingers to kind of, you know, hit the end of jokes even harder.
Yeah, I guess I should record more of those probably.
I know Ferris wanted to play around with them if you just kind of soloed for a day.
Me on the alto sax for a day.
Release,
sounds awful.
Release the Monchi
8 hours
cut.
Of soul.
Did you guys ever see Wolfpack where they released
no.
their
no.
album? Let me
wait,
finish.
Keep going.
Mike.
I know Wolfpack. That wasn't me.
All right, I'll mute myself.
Sorry.
Do you remember in 2014 when they did the Sleepify album on Spotify and they just generated like $30,000?
Yeah, Spotify changed the rules after that.
Right. We should do the saxify. So it's Marika doing like 10 tracks of improvised sax and it raises money for this show.
So the parallel is raising money, not the idea that they recorded an album of complete silence that people played while they went to sleep. Because you can't really just play saxophone solos and go to sleep. I mean, some people probably do, but that's actually insane.
The parallel is getting cash for this. Because I feel like... okay. At the very least, Mike, your time is worth more than $0 that you're getting for this.
I just like, I think at one point I tried to improvise on the sax and I couldn't do it. I couldn't make myself do it. I don't know why.
Like you couldn't bring yourself to do it?
Yeah. I was too like embarrassed for my own self listening. I was alone. And I was embarrassed about how I sounded.
Such a funny image, soloing alone.
It's hard. It's like, I don't know. It's hard to improvise a musical or dance thing without any other additional feedback.
Yeah, when you don't have somebody in the corner going like, yeah, man, yeah, she's doing it. She's doing it, yeah.
Yeah, like, you need a crowd being like, oh!
Think that would definitely make it worse.
And then you need some, like, really strangely shaped guy with like albino white hair being the band leader and just being like, Marika Bradley on the sax. And then everybody's like going crazy in the jazz club.
Why, what is strangely shaped mean to you?
And like, not just like oddly proportioned, like thick forearms, thin wrists.
J.K. Simmons.
In a way, but more of like a Ben Franklin hair.
You're oddly What's proportioned. You're oddly proportioned.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, no broad way. Shoulders and thin ankles. You're like a bowling pin upside down.
That's not wrong.
That's why you're calling it out. Because you're clearly like insecure about it.
Every suit I've ever had has been a weird double buy where I get a 44R and then I have to get that tapered pant a size down.
So you'll go to a kid's suit place for your legs and then a big right. and tall store for your chest.
I'm Johnny Bravo with a fat ass.
That's a great Tinder bio.
Johnny Browno with the fat ass.
No matches.
But I get on Raya somehow. They love it. The committee can't get enough of my profile.
Johnny Browno. What would your
Raya song be for that profile?
Auld Lang Syne, for sure. I want people to feel Christmas when they kind of see my face.
It's nice.
This brings us to our first segment. When you think of Christmas, you think of the holidays, Hanukkah, New Year's Eve. You got to be at home for the holidays. Mike, Marika, Amir Blumenfeld, build your dream house, all right? Where is it? How big is it? What style is it? This is money aside. So
let's do your second prompt.
Are you kidding me?
Well.
This is a good one. Yeah, Marika said, let's actually have a conversation. This one's pretty good.
Favorite?
And then no one says anything.
Childhood snack.
When I said, let's play The Price is Rice, everybody was begrudging about it, but they instantly jumped at the opportunity. Now I'm giving you a conversation starter for real. Marika, you don't even say Jack.
Did you see my face light up with joy?
No, I mean, you didn't say the word Jack. I'm wondering
Why
if like,
I?
Well, I'm wondering if you build it yourself with like a Jack.
I don't think that's a tool that I would really be using for building a house.
Right.
I mean, I think ultimately, if I had to choose a style of ideal house, it would be Pyle's house, his upstate house. Early on when they were building it, I talked to Kate about what materials they were using for their exterior. And it was like the same type of material that I had used for like a project in college. So I was really excited.
Are you
about
taking
that.
Credit for Pyle's house? You
yeah,
talked to
actually,
Kate
I
and
am.
You're saying you told her how to build it. Listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I am.
And she like wanted a clothes concept and you're like, actually, and then you sketched something on the back of a napkin and they
I sent her
it.
SketchUp files.
You gave Nick Rad a permanent tattoo of the floor plan. See, look at this. What material is it? Just like siding?
Stucco on vinyl.
No, it's this. It's
what?
This. it's a wood siding, but there's like a technique. It's called Shosugi-bon, and it's like this technique where you burn cedar normally, so it like coats it with charcoal. Essentially, it's like this black wood siding, and it prevents wow. against like bugs and rot and stuff like that, but it also looks really cool.
Only Shabushi can prevent wildfires.
Cut that out for your own sake.
I have to. Yeah, I'll leave the podcast now, just so you know exactly where that happened. Because then that way you can't cut around it.
Okay, for sure. And just to be clear, did sign the contract yet?
And again, don't name names. Don't talk about internal business.
Well, we can talk about the Finn Wolfhard podcast now. Somebody asked me on their Instagram post. They commented, "I wonder if this is what Jeff had to bleep out." On the HeadGum podcast, and it was
One of the things.
Yeah,
one of many things to come.
That's true. That one is out. That the trailer, at the very least, is out. And by the time this airs, the first episode will be as well.
And I wonder if people will be kind of up in arms with the way it goes. Like, how is it going to be received, positively or?
Yeah, I mean, they're two funny dudes who are talking about movies, so it's has universal appeal. I would assume that his fans and HeadGum fans will enjoy it. So I don't know why you're worried about it.
I don't think. There's ever like really a situation with comedy podcasting where there's like something that's widely negatively received. Like, people just don't listen to it.
This show every week.
I can imagine like a subreddit. Yeah, a subreddit post about hating a guest or something.
But even then, it's like a subsection.
Yeah.
People still listen.
Not widely.
So Marika, it's Pyle in Kate's house, like minimalist, chic, a modern update on an old house.
Yeah. I don't know where I'd want it to be because I do like living in cities and I feel like that's a real.
I do think that that's something about New York culture, though, that's interesting is that, I mean, obviously it's only like privileged, wealthy people who are successful can do it. But like having you got your New York City place and you got your upstate place, or you got your New York City place and you got your place in the Hamptons, you know, like that, like L.A., like Amir wouldn't fucking have a ranch in like Topanga Canyon. Why would he need that?
Don't speak for me. Do not speak for me.
No, I'm just saying, like, you would never not only take that chance from a real estate investment perspective and like Airbnb it out because you just don't have the huevos for that. But more like you don't want the headache and you don't need the relaxation.
Don't speak like we're friends. Do not act like you know me. Stop it.
Because sometimes like
he doesn't need the relaxation.
I will often notice about my good friend Amir is that
he
good friends
slow down time in a way. Like when
that doesn't
he
mean
has
anything.
A free weekend, he can make it seem longer to himself.
Don't smile while you talk about me at all. You don't know me. I don't want to be your friend. And don't put that out there in the world. Because you're lying to people.
I'm just saying.
I'm asking you to stop saying. It's disgusting. It's amoral. You don't.
We can talk about it.
What about it?
You worked hard on the pilot for the show.
Who?
And that time sort of flew by for you. But then now, you know, now is the time that you get to slow things down. Now you get that R&R. Now you get that... That honestly, PR and R&D.
Yeah, you're not. What do you mean? So let's focus on that. What do you mean I'm going to slow down for R&D? What do you think R&D means in that?
Rest and decompression.
That one is actually right. All right, fine. I'll allow it.
Mike, what about you? Dream home? Where is it? What style? How big?
I know nothing about houses, but I would say it would be probably in New Hampshire near a lake. Kind of like, but not on the lake necessarily.
Why not on the lake?
The sound of water scares me.
What's that?
What's the sound of a lake?
let me try and make it the sound with my mouth. Hold on. That.
Waves
and
crashing.
This is not like a great lake.
Just like light waves crashing. You know, there's no raging storms in the
people
lake.
People often fall asleep to that kind of sound. Like it's usually really relaxing to people.
If I'm lying on the beach or something like that, but I can't be, just big waves scare me. All right. You know,
okay. Right.
Light
that's why
waves
it has to be a lake.
Crashing.
Whoa.
An old mother dies. The angel opens her eyes. Pale blue colored eyes. Ferris will play the guitar underneath that, so it'll sound a little bit better.
That was an original, seemingly, in a Bob Dylan voice and referencing Velvet Underground song titles?
No, it was Live, the band Live. Mike, you know Live, right?
I had no idea what you were singing, but then I just, in my head, I thought Live.
Yeah.
In my head.
Lightning crashes,
I saw
but light wave crashes instead of lightning.
Sorry for giving you enough credit to think that you would kind of come up with that off the cuff.
Actually, I do a pretty good Bob Dylan.
Let's hear it.
All right, what do you want me to sing about?
Just the answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. Classic, right? Everybody knows it.
Yeah, but like, give me like an improv style thing. So it's not like Bob Dylan singing a Bob Dylan song. It's like Bob Dylan at a Taco Bell drive-thru or something.
He's a musician known for his like very distinctive vocal.
No, yeah,
like,
I know.
When people
That's
do
why
impressions
it's funny.
Of Bob Dylan,
right?
It's
That's why
songs.
It's funny to imagine him. Like, what would Bob Dylan like? Bob Dylan is late.
Okay, Bob Dylan. He's applying for a mortgage. He's on the phone with Rocket Mortgage.
He wouldn't do that because I feel like Bob Dylan has enough money that he can buy outright. But like, yeah, something silly. Why, like
he
that.
Doesn't. Even if you have enough money, you shouldn't just buy outright, right? Because then that's like the cash is sunk into the asset and you can't get it back unless you sell.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so give me another idea. Give me like, where would Bob Dylan be? That's kind of funny.
Okay, Bob Dylan's at he's walking into like a fancy clothing store. He's gonna get a new hat.
That's cool. All right,
he would do that.
That's cool. Or are you gonna do the scene?
Well, I was thinking about like, what would Bob Dylan say? And then I have to say it in his voice. So I'm just thinking,
right.
I'm trying to keep it like casual and like interesting and funny.
So the podcast or this scene?
The podcast. Like him it's funny if it's like conversational. So I'm just trying to think like, how would we get
You're
into
that? You're interrupting the flow of conversation right now. You brought this up as like, oh, like, let me do this quick impression. It'll blow you guys away. You still haven't even attempted it once.
All right. I'm ready. So say it again just so we have it. And then it goes leads right into my thing.
I'm not going to cut all of this out. I'm going to keep it in. Bob Dylan walking in to Barney's.
Barney's Beanery? The sports bar?
Barney's New York, the fancy clothing place.
Okay. And he's asking for...
Oh my God. He just needs a new pair. He needs a new hat. Okay. He needs a new hat.
The answer, my hat is blowing in the bath. The answer is Barney's Beanery. And then Ferris would add like a, what's that? The corn on the cob instrument where it sounds like a
harmonica.
It's a harmonica. Don't call it corn.
All right. Sorry, I didn't fucking go to Berklee School of Music.
None of us did.
Really?
You did go to Berklee, though.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty close alphabetically. And impression wise,
it was pretty average. I think Mike could do a much better Bob Dylan.
You actually kind of look like a young Bob Dylan. Mike, have you ever gotten that?
No, I get Arlo Guthrie, though.
That's cool. All right. What's your best musical impression? It doesn't have to be Bob Dylan. Like, whose singing voice can you best imitate? And why?
Am I going to have to do the impression after this?
Absolutely.
No, not necessarily. I mean, depending on what it is. Like, if it's someone random that we don't want to hear, I can take it from there. I can actually do Michael Jackson.
Don't at all.
No, keep doing it. No, let's stick with this. Let's go
drink
with this.
Drink your Soylent in a cup.
Why does everything you eat and drink have froth to it? Coffee, egg white based cocktails. I saw you eat a burger and foam came out.
You just had rabies.
Either you were bit by a wild animal or
a
just
burger
eat fine.
With foam.
Alka-Seltzer burger.
You took an Advil and then burped a bubble.
What was the joke from the snacks video? Is it anti-foam?
Anti-cherries, anti-foam. Really anything anti.
I was just updating. This is so not important, but I was just updating my website and I was like choosing some videos to put on there. And I rewatched Day in the Strife Money. It's such a good performance from Amir. Where he's like, podcasting is only important if you're rich about it. And you think that's a good message you want to send people? Like, watch this. Say, what's your name? Zach. Yeah, see, so get the fuck out of here. Right? And it's like that fast.
What
do you mean
fast?
It's fast? That's what you take away from it?
Yeah, that I can kick people out quickly.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right. This is a classic. This is a classic conversation starter. Three dream dinner guests. We're going to go living. Then we're going to go dead, and then we're going to go combined. So six total dinner guests, and then at the end, you have to kind of funnel it into three.
We will let you take that again.
Why does this question have rounds?
It didn't make sense.
Start from the top.
Three prompts.
You're getting further. Three separate.
Three prompts. The first, what three dinner guests would you like to have that are currently alive? Let's just start there.
To think of nine people now?
Oh, no, it's six people total.
How
three
six?
Prompts.
How six? What three prompts? What are you talking about?
Three living, three dead. Three living, three dead. And then we'll do a final one, living and dead combined.
Composed of the... We have to pick out of the pool that we just
Let's
created.
Start with Marika. Let's start with Marika.
No.
Dream three dinner guests that are currently living. And guess who's coming to dinner? Bernie Mac is my first on dead one. Fuck.
God. These are so hard to do without
I don't think
any...
so.
I can pick them for you.
Yeah, Mike, pick mine.
What? Three cast members from Succession.
And three past members of Succession. So people who are not on the show anymore for the dead ones.
Ooh, that's fun.
Not really.
What? Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
We answered your
no,
question.
No, go
Why
on.
Are you bummed?
You're upset about it?
No, you added this weird TV caveat.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Not
no, we
exciting.
Didn't.
There's only like six
people
characters.
On TV are alive.
Meaning?
I think it's included in your rules.
Do you not? Can you, Jeff? Can you like quickly explain what a TV show is?
A television program is it's like basically showing you somebody else's world through their eyes.
Right. So the actors are alive. Right. That's what he was saying. Three actors who are alive like... for Marika's three people who are alive. We answered your question.
He looks very confused.
What are you concerned about?
Marika, is that your final answer? Is just any three actors from Succession and then dead is just any three actors from Succession who have died in the show?
I'll amend it. I'll take Jeremy Strong from Succession. Nice. I think he'd be weird. Maybe Zach Woods, another
Very
weird,
nice.
Another weird person. Boy, oh boy. Who are people that I like? That's the question.
Hello. Guilty and quite alive, actually.
She could have dinner with you.
Not having dinner with you. Yeah.
And you won't split the bill. That's part of it, too.
It's more fair to go Dutch.
You never do.
Well, I prefer you to pay for it, and then I'll get the next one.
You never do.
Yeah. So I'll get the next two.
You never two.
I never two.
Last spot, Marika.
Does that have to be a person? Can I choose the first cow from first cow?
Sure.
So, like, I'm on a farm with Evie the cow, but also Zach Woods and Jeremy Strong.
What about Vernie the pig?
The cow, the horse.
Vernie the horse, the pig.
Okay, yeah, have the cow, but just be careful what you choose for the dinner menu.
That's fine.
What about dead?
can we go in a circle?
All right, come Mike, back to three death. Dinner guests alive
edition.
I mean, I would probably, I get nervous around strangers, so I just pick my three best friends from home.
Loser.
I just,
that's very nice.
It wouldn't be a comfortable dinner if I just invited.
Still wouldn't be comfortable with your friends from home?
Yeah, because they don't like him.
Oh, it would be.
Oh, well, they don't like me. That's true. But I would feel more comfortable with my three friends who don't like me at dinner with me.
It's because one of them would be like, you should have just chosen me and fucking Bill Gates and Michael Jordan. And instead, it's just me and these two jabronis that we hang out with anyway.
Yeah, I feel like they would be mad for you and at you for not having chosen, like, the lead singer of Jimmy Eat World.
Jim Adkins.
Jim who?
Jim E. Eat World. His last name is E. Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World. This
is Jimmy Jim sure. E. Eat World.
Okay, yeah. We deny you for this loan because of your name. It can't be real. fine. Amir, alive dinner guests.
Oh, I didn't do Dream House, so let's start there.
Yeah, I do want to hear this.
There's something about mid-century modern that's just nice. Split level, triplex ranch, top floor carpeted.
Triplex ranch? I've never even heard of that.
And in terms of dead people I'd want to have brunch with, let's do who died most recently. That way they stink the least, right? Because if we're digging up,
it's not with their carcasses. It would be with them as if they were alive, like they came back.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. You think? Sorry, and this is like, I'll cut this out because I people have been commenting that like I kind of go at you too much. Not everything's so like nitpicky and practical. It's obviously not the carcass. This is supposed to be a fun game. And your first answer, your first inclination is to talk about the smell of a rotting carcass.
Well, are they an old person or are they cool when they're younger?
That's a good question. Like was Jesus real or is that just like, Abraham from the Bible and the people just sort of cross their fingers and hope he existed? Like, can I choose Jesus or is this like a question mark kind of thing?
You can choose Jesus. You could choose, I don't fucking care. Just get your answer done with.
Jesus, if he's dead, which I think that's not sacrilegious to say, right?
Jesus lives.
What's that?
I heard Jesus lives, but I don't know. That's just what this says in the
Okay, so
the
for living,
across.
I'll do Jesus, Rivers Cuomo.
Oh my God.
And Shaquille O'Neal. For dead, I'll go Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Michael Jackson. And
Jesus.
Yeah, if he's dead. That's actually good. What about like a Chris Middleton type?
So Chris Middleton or?
Yeah, like a stretch two who can hit pull-up threes in transition.
And are you saying that because he's kind of like a middle to top tier NBA player who like might want to keep being friends with you, maybe go on buckets, etc.?
I wouldn't say no.
I wouldn't say Joe Ingles. I'm going to go LeBron. It's kind of funny to have so many options available to you. It's kind of cool.
This was your question, John Mayer. So don't compliment it.
I'm going LeBron James, John Mayer, and it's interesting.
Not really. It's a pretty basic question.
Wow.
It's boring too, because we don't actually get to see the dinner.
World on a string. I'm sitting on this bad chair. I've got Amir on the podcast.
Just say a celebrity's name. It really doesn't matter. And no one will remember it in 2 minutes anyway. I'll say it for you. Steven Spielberg. All right, let's move on.
No, I don't think it's that.
Oh my God.
Colin Jost. Colin Jost for sure.
Fine.
Why?
Because then I can kind of finagle him to get him on Review Review. This is the triple crown of Review Review guests. Ryan Gull, all right, kind of knocked that one out first year. Colin Jost. And guess what the last one is?
John Mayer.
Yes, exactly right.
Right.
Of course.
Saxophone.
All right. What would your 9-year-old self say to you if they saw your life as it is right now? Are you kidding me?
So early.
29
it's 30
minutes.
Are you shitting me? I had so much more. It's not even the one that I literally wrote to get him to leave.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Mike, let's start with you. Your 9-year-old self saw you today, and what would they say? What would he say?
Okay. So my 9-year-old self hadn't started playing music yet, or like made it a goal to play music professionally, which I obviously failed at miserably.
Actually, not really. I was on a Twitch stream the other night and people were saying that they really liked your music.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think I mentioned it on the last episode, and I doubled my play count from 8 plays a week to 16 plays a week.
Yeah.
On Apple Music. Spotify does considerably better because I think more people are on it, but yeah, it did double my play count. So, you know, thank you so much, everybody. Keep listening. Oh, he's back.
Inappropriately early to leave. That wasn't even the bit that I wrote to get you to leave.
Where are we?
What would your 9-year-old self say to you if they saw your life now?
Oh, he would say, hey, that's pretty cool. Like, all right. He'd shrug and be like, all right, yeah, I'll take it.
Which that's like jumping for joy in Mike Comite's like language, body language.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's absolutely.
You being like, it's okay, is like me being like, no way, man. You know what I mean?
I don't remember what I was doing when I was 9 years old.
Oh.
Probably tap dancing.
Right.
I don't know what my career goals at the time were. I don't know if I had any because I was a child.
Really?
What did you want? You didn't have any, like, what do you want to be? I wanted to be a killer whale trainer at SeaWorld.
Bad, problematic.
<laughs> You didn't. Now it is.
That was before Blackfish came out.
Many years before.
When I was, like, a little younger, I wanted to be a dolphin trainer.
Yes!
Yeah. And then gave that one up. And then I think for a while I wanted to work at SNL, but then I realized that I really did not want to do that. I think that was kind of like the in between. I never wanted to be a professional dancer, though.
Amir, if you were 9 currently and you had a Switch and you had Mario Kart, what would be your career goals?
He wants to leave so bad.
I think I was playing Mario Kart at age 9 because it was like 92.
N64?
No, even before that, it was the Super Nintendo version. Everything was very flat. Mm. But I remember that's when I first got introduced to Mario Kart. And then, of course, the N64 version. That's the one that I really delved deep into. Like in 15, 16-year-old me was like on message board seeing like which courses had the best like world record times. Because like you just had to like sort of do it and upload like a picture that you took with a digital camera. So that was pretty old school. And then I took a lot of time off from Mario Kart. I got into Tony Hawk Pro Skater. That was like my college obsession, like freshman sophomore year, probably when I was 19 and 20. And then I really took like 17 years off from gaming. I was just like,
yeah,
it passed me by. So like I never got into like Halo or Call of Duty, any of that stuff. It was just, it felt too intense and too hard, so I sort of took a back seat. And I really didn't get back into Mario Kart until like March, April of this year. So like it was probably in me still somewhere from that 9-year-old version who was playing Super Nintendo Mario Kart. But I forget the question, but yeah, I haven't played Mario Kart probably properly like I have been now since 98, 99 or something. But I don't know what you were asking. Yeah. What were you asking?
I was asking what your career shoals were, and you absolutely, I get, yeah, I was just, yeah, you nailed it, for whatever that means. It's interesting to say that you were 16 and 15 playing Mario Kart on N64, because that was like the first console I ever had, and I was like 4 and 5 playing those games.
Yeah.
And then in high school, I was playing the Halos and the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm 16 years older than you, so there's a little bit of right. a generational difference there.
It's, well, you can age somebody. Well, actually, I used to be on an improv troupe in college, and we did this improv festival, and Alex Fernie,
yeah,
I think that's his name. Maybe it wasn't him. No, it was Alex Berg. That's who it was. He was like, this is how I always gauge how old somebody is. And he said, where were you on 9/11? And I said I was in pre-K, which is the year before preschool. And he punched me in the arm because he felt so old. Like, hard. Like, that was one of the hardest times I've ever been punched, which is obviously often because of how I rub people the wrong way. Which brings us to sort of an important segment here. HeadGum Network updates. What can we say?
You transitioned from where were you during 9/11? Low point in American history in the last 20 years to thinking that was a good transition to talk about HeadGum updates. What can we say?
Low to high. And that's how you get variation when you're acting texture as it is, like kind of turning on a dime, going from something very serious to something very joyful. And it makes people laugh.
I left 5 minutes ago and you said you have to come back. You have to come back. So far, you've asked me two questions. What were your career shoals and where were you during 9/11? Actually, never mind. What's going on in HeadGum? So I ask you, did I have to come
new
back?
New merchandise at store.headgum.com or headgum.com/store.
Store.headgum.com.
Lackluster video trailer dropped last week. First episode dropped 3 days ago. So go check that out with Finn and Billy, obviously. This brings us to our final segment, because I have to kind of get this in before Amir leaves again. Marika, who do you think is the best broadcaster of all time? Let's say it at the same time, because I think we have the same answer. 3, 2, 1.
I'm not going to answer this.
Okay. This is the big interview with Dan Rather, interviewing our very own Marika Brownlee. So I'm going to have Rather ask you some questions. And you're going to answer them as best you can.
Christ.
Let's talk about the negative side of it. You said there certainly is a positive side, experimenting with new musical forms. But on the bad side, let's talk about the highlights or lowlights, if you will.
Experimenting with new musical forms is one of my greatest joys. And I'd say there's no lowlights, only highlights. Next question.
My life's working. The whole thing.
Going to prison.
Give me a second.
What was that first one? That was, my life's work, you're going to prison. Is that a technical error?
If you hadn't gone to prison, if the judge hadn't sentenced you to prison, do you think you'd be alive today?
Was that a thing?
I'm a great believer you are what your record is, and your record shows.
I feel like one, that wasn't really a question, and also it was very confusing.
What turned it around for you, and when?
I would definitely say going to prison turned my life around.
On either side, it's about
I should have edited
being
this
mistreated
better.
By the police at home.
The fighting spirit is one we all share. It's why Amanda Nunes never backed down from being the only woman in her MMA training gym.
Add on YouTube.
Stereotypes get in her way inside the octagon or out. Modelo, the official beer.
This is so bad, even for you. This is a really bad segment. You had nothing prepared, and then a free roll. these are hardly
why
even questions.
A live YouTube video.
Had been just a little bungalow in the middle of a sort of triangular block, but it of course spilled over into the thoroughfare, and that under LA, Los Angeles City ordinance is a public nuisance. You're obstructing a public thoroughfare.
It was I want to get the picture here. This was a big party, if you will.
Yeah,
it wasn't a protest movement.
It was a funeral for a bar.
What was that?
What is happening?
These are not questions.
Well, it's hard, you know. I'm trying to get just Rather's point of view in questions, but like, you have Crosby, Stills, and Nash all kind of butting in at the wrong times. I didn't have time to edit Rather's questions for their own. I don't have a soundboard like Mike.
Yes, you do.
Really? He set you up with one.
Really? I haven't checked it out yet, is all. I haven't had a chance.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to
I
this week's
HeadGum
episode.
What the hell?
Fix this.
What do you mean? What else am I supposed to ask you guys? Everything I do, I'm afraid Amir's going to leave the next second.
I did leave. You told me to come back. I'm here.
Amir, Marika told you to come back. Marika told you to come back, and you did, because if I had asked you to come back.
At your behest, yeah.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
Listen, as you said, listen to Lackluster Video. The first episode's probably out. Buy merch in the store. I think this week is the last week to buy it, so that money goes to Black Arts Futures Fund. Headgum wise, those are the only plugs I have. Okay.
Mike?
Yeah.
Your music?
Also follow me on Twitter.
At
Marika Elon.
Mike?
Everything Marika said, catch up on season one of Dead Eyes before it comes back in the fall. Keep listening to old best friend music on Spotify and Apple Music and wherever you listen to music. I feel really sentimental with this music in the background.
Amir, anything to plug?
This was a dark day in HeadGum history. I don't know how to. What is this part of the song? This is a different
song.
Yeah.
This is a different song.
I don't know how
it's
we rebound.
It's another pre-roll ad.
I don't know what happens now.
What was your goal for like getting me to do an interview saying that I was in prison? Like, what was your ideal situation?
That Rather was going to ask those questions. It was Rather's interview. I didn't know. What I should have done, and I realized that the terrors of my ways this episode, is get sound clips clipped out before the episode.
Yeah.
Asking you leading questions.
Exactly.
But the issue was,
I know you didn't have time or didn't know
didn't
how,
time,
right?
Yeah.
So instead of questions, it was pre-roll ads. Yeah.
I've been making it a point to work out and, kind of work out some personal issues that I have with Marika.
Understood.
That was the goal. Personal issues.
Yeah. Sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. Amir left, obviously. Old best friend.
Yeah.
On Spotify and Apple Music. Marika Brownlee on Twitter at Marika Elon.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you guys for coming on. How did this go regarding like not as bit heavy, not as game heavy, but more real questions?
I mean, I feel like it started off well. I think my final interview took a turn for the worst. But I'd say everything up to that point I felt fine with and good about.
I have to say I have a bone to pick with you guys, and I'll it live on air. The three dream dinner guests idea was I made a meal out of it, and I thought it was a good chunk of change in that regard. I thought that it would be good. Three each, combine it into two, and it would be kind of a fun game. Be like, I wish I could have all six. I wish I could have all six, but I have to get it down to a three combined living or dead.
Is he just frozen now?
And you guys didn't really give it the time of day.
I was thinking about this recording this last night, and I was thinking about like, I got to prepare for the HeadGum podcast.
This is a horrible way to end this episode, but thank you guys so much for listening. We'll catch you again next week.
You can't prepare for the SATs.
Thank you for
listening
to the show. Be sure to check out Dead Eyes. Be sure to check out If I Were You. Be sure to check out Buckets, Review. They're back. I don't know what they were saying. You guys were frozen, so I thought you left. Or
you were also frozen, so we're having a nice convo.
Right.
I think you should play them at the same time.
I absolutely will. NadPod, Lackluster Video. Dead Eyes, review, etc. And we'll see you guys again next week.
Bye.
God.
Would all acquaintance be forgot and the HeadGum Podcast.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.